Excuse me, but ain't you the senator from out my way?
Well, I'm Senator Gaines, if that's who you mean.
Well, now, I'm proud to meet you, Senator. My name's Roy. Don't matter about the last name.
Very glad to know you, Roy.
I got my automobile right over here at the curb, Senator. Could I drive you to wherever you aim to go?
Well, thank you very much, but no, I'm just waiting here for my own car.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd like for you to meet my wife, another constituent. She's sitting right up here in the front seat.
Oh?
Just stoop down and look in the window, Senator. Her name's Grace. Don't matter about the last name.
Well, how do you do, ma'am? I'm very glad to know you. What are you doing?
I'm real sorry. I can't shake hands with you, Senator. It takes both my hands just to hold up this big old shotgun.
You better get on in the back seat, Senator. If Grace was to pull one of them triggers, she'd blow your head right off at this range.
Theater 5 presents Mr. William Griffiths in Casualty of a Small War.
Just make yourself as easy as you can there, Senator. I got a long ride ahead of us.
Now, look here, I can't...
The springs in the seat have got a little lumpy, but if you just kind of scrooch around a little bit, you'll find a good, comfortable place.
Now, I want to know what this is all about. What do you think you're doing?
Well, now, I reckon the first thing is to get out of here. We got plenty of time for talking later on. Grace, you just hand that gun back to me, kind of casual-like.
Right.
Anybody sees us, they'll figure we can't be up to no meanness... passing his shotgun around the open that way.
What are you up to?
Get her started, Grace. I'll be just as glad to have this town back of us.
Be a good joke if she took it into her head not to go, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 1949, Senator, and she still goes when you need her. All right, get a move on, Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Senator... see, I got this here gun in my lap, pointing right at you. You just sit there and keep on behaving yourself, and I'll tell you why I want you to come along with me like this.
I'd be very grateful if you would.
Son of a gun. You talk like a senator even sitting here with a shotgun on you. Well, you see, it's like this. They got my boy down there at that Vietnam place, wherever that is. They're shooting at him.
Well, I'm very sorry,
They had him down there best part of a month now. Every day it says on the TV, 8 Marines killed at Bang Hu or some such place. 10 Marines dead, 15 wounded. Don't ever say which ones, just 10 dead and 15 wounded, like counting bales of hay or something of the kind. Well, I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah, and eating them K rations. Lester was brought up on good home cooking.
Now, look here, Mr. Roy. Nobody likes the situation. But there are thousands of families in exactly the same trouble, and there isn't a thing that can be done.
You know how much I care about them thousand families? Not that. But they're going to send my boy Lester back.
Well, of course they are, just as
I've
soon
seen
as
pictures on the TV of them folks marching up and down in front of the White House in one place or another, carrying their signs, trying to get their boys sent back home, and I've decided they ain't doing a smidgen of good. Not a smidgen. So I aim to do it my own way.
Well, what good is kidnapping me going to do? What have I got to do with it?
You just stay close by, Senator. You'll find out. Well, I reckon you wasn't going very far anyhow. You look kind of wore out, Senator. I mean, them bags under your eyes and all.
I'm all right.
Why don't you just see if you can't catch yourself a little nap, Senator? Still a long way to go to the first stop, and if
look,
you...
I am not sleepy. Besides, how well do you think you'd sleep with a double-barrel shotgun pointed at your head?
Well, I reckon you got something there. Well, then, long as you ain't gonna get no rest anyhow, maybe I'll just tell you some more about my boy Lester. I mean, so you'll see why he's worth all this trouble and all.
All right, if you want to.
Yeah. Well, sir, He's a great big strapping boy. A man by rights. Right nice looking feller, too. Cuts quite a figure with the gals. Strong as an ox he is. Why, I seen him once lift the back end of Rance Everson's automobile like it wasn't no more than a feather pillar. Of course, it ain't a very big automobile. But all the same, and he's a good boy, too.
Do you think he'd be proud of what you're doing now?
Well, of course he would. Why wouldn't he?
There's nothing very noble about it, you know.
Well, some looks at it one way, some's another. Yes, sir, a good boy. Minds his power. If I tell him steal something, he steals it. If I tell him give it back, he gives it back. If I tell him to stay away from that snippy little cutler gal down the road, he stays away. I reckon if I was to tell him to kill somebody, he'd most likely do it.
And your wife's pretty obedient, too, isn't she?
Grace? Well, she's my wife, ain't she? She knows what she'd get any time she don't mind what I say. Senator?
Hey, wake up, Senator.
Wake up.
Hey, what's
that? Sorry to spoil your snooze, Senator, but we're getting right close now to the place where we make our phone call.
Phone call?
Well, you didn't think I was carrying you off just because I wanted you with me, did you? Yes, of course, a phone call.
Oh, yes, I see.
Yes, it's a place down the road just this side of the Crumpton turnoff where they got a phone booth. It's stuck out there right alongside the road with nobody looking after it or nothing. Fella could call Washington a dozen times and nobody'd know the difference.
It's a pity you couldn't call him up while we were still in Washington. Save all that long-distance money.
Well, I don't reckon the senator here mind paying for the call. I might not vote for him come next election if he don't.
Is that your phone booth up ahead there?
Yeah, that's it. And just pull up alongside it, Grace. Oh, don't get no fancy notions into your head, Senator. You better just leave the engine running, Grace. Wouldn't want to get stalled here.
All right.
All right now. You get out first, Grace, and then the senator right after you.
Yeah.
You take the gun, Grace, while I get out.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep your eye on him now. Now you walk on in front of me over there, that phone booth, and don't you make one move I might not like. I'm going to be talking on the phone some, so you hold that thing right in the small of the senator's back.
Yeah.
All right. Pile all your change out on that little shelf there, Senator, because you're going to make the call.
I'm... Make what call? Whom are we calling?
Well, I figured you knew. We're calling up the President of the United States.
Mr. President, I'm terribly sorry to bother you at this hour, but the fact is
let
that
me
I...
talk to him.
The fact is I was forced at gunpoint to do this.
Talk to him. Are you the President of the United States? Well, howdy. My name's Roy. It don't matter about the last name. Well, I'm going to tell you what I want, all right. I just want you to let my boy Lester go. No, he ain't in jail. He's one of them young fellas you sent off to that Vietnam place. Yeah, yes, I got Senator Gaines right here with me now. Yeah, that's right, I kidnapped him. All right, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to order every last one of them young fellas along with my boy Lester right back home from that place. Well, maybe it won't sound so blamed out of the question if you just let me finish. Way I figure... It'll take maybe as long as a day to get a bunch of fellas like that moving. So all day tomorrow, I'm going to feed the senator on cold side pork and water. And the day after, if I ain't heard no news, the senator don't get nothing at all. Oh, and another thing. Every hour or so from then on, I aim to poke my old shotgun in the door of the room where I'll be keeping him and let off one of the barrels without looking. If it hits him, okay. If it don't, okay.
Look, Mr. President,
That way, you see, shooting without looking I figure I'm giving your senator just about the same chance you're giving my boy Lester. Senator. Yeah, well, watch out for that rocking chair there. Just a little to the right, Senator. That's it. Now, right through this door. All right. You just stand there in the doorway, Grace, and hold the gun on him while I take the blindfold off.
All right.
There you are.
I put on fresh sheets and all. You don't have to worry about nothing like that.
This here may not be the kind of bedroom you're used to sleeping in, Senator, but it's every bit as good as the one me and Grace sleeps in. Fact of the matter is, it used to be Lester's room before he went away. Of course, the windows wasn't boarded up then, but I thought I'd board them up for you. So you wouldn't know where you are. Like my boy Lester.
Look, Mr. Roy... Why didn't you ask the president just to bring your son back? Not all of them, just the one man. You might have had a chance that way.
Oh, sure. That would have been real smart, wouldn't it? Tell him his last name so they could just come out here and pick me up. Oh, yes, that would have been real smart.
Oh, yes, I see.
Roy, come on. It's way past everybody's bedtime.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave you here now, Senator, so you can get a good night's sleep. And we'll have a nice day tomorrow. I told Grace to cook up her best. You can believe me, her best is pretty good. Now, is there anything else you want, Senator?
Yes, I want to go home.
Well, fella can't have everything, can he?
You'll never get away with this. I'm warning you.
Now, there ain't no earthly sense carrying on that way, Senator. Besides, if you keep up that yammer until it gets in my nerves, I'm just like as not to pump both barrels of this shotgun right through the door. Well, everything all right, is it, Senator?
It's very hot in here. It's stuffy.
Well, you've been in here pretty near 24 hours now, breathing up the air. You gotta expect it to get kind of close, don't you?
Oh, couldn't we make him face around towards the wall there, Roy, and open one of the windows for a spell? He ain't had nothing to eat.
Well, now, if he don't want to eat, that's his business. And I ain't about to tear the boards off one of them windows just to suit his fancy.
Roy, I'm anxious about something. Leave me alone in here with him for a minute, will you?
What you got up your sleeve now?
Well, I just want to see if I can't get him to eat something, Roy. Don't seem fair somehow if he don't eat nothing today. Now, you don't have to worry. You can stay out there with a gun if you want to.
Well, all right. But don't take too long. I don't see no use in babying him just because he's a high and mighty U.S. senator.
Well, he's still a person all the same.
Ate some of your side pork, I see. To give you a stomach ache, Senator? Grace was telling me you had trouble with the food yesterday.
I was hungry enough to eat a few bites of the pork, yes. It's like poison to me, but I have an ulcer. It's a bad stomach ulcer, and when something upsets me, I can't eat anything but a little bread and milk. Look, I ought to have a doctor.
Medic. Yeah, that's what my boy Lester says they call him at that Vietnam place.
Well, may I have a glass of water, then? Milk would be a lot better, but water will do.
Why, sure thing, Senator. I'll have my boy Lester fetch you in some first thing when he gets home. Oh, sakes alive, man. Only 2 days and a little over. Just look at you. You ain't a sight.
I'm really sick. I need a doctor, really.
Yes. Well, world like this one we live in, a feller has to learn to do without a lot of things he needs. They ain't had nothing on the TV.
What do you mean?
About the boys being sent back from that place? Always there's been plenty about the big U.S. senator being kidnapped. It showed you earlier this morning shaking hands with the president and everything. But there ain't been nothing about sending my boy Lester back from Vietnam.
No, and there won't be. They won't bring those boys back until their job is done. Not for you or me or anybody else. You might as well make up your mind to that.
Like as not, yes. Well, I'm going to do something for you today, Senator. Yeah. I ain't going to bring you in no salt pork to make your stomach ache. I ain't going to bring you in nothing.
All right.
What I am going to do, I'm going to poke my shotgun in the door ever so often and let her rip. I won't look where I'm shooting, though. I promise you that. Give you an even chance. Oh, you better just let me take your wristwatch there.
What? What for?
Well, you see, I aim to fire in here through the door every hour from now on till I get my boy Lester back. I don't want you figuring out when to expect me. It's more like kind of a game that way, don't you think?
All right. There's the watch.
Another thing. I wouldn't advise you to spend too much time there in that bed. I'm apt to fire over that way every now and again. You'll have a little time to hide, if you can find a place. It'll take me a second or so to unlock the door and get it open before I can let it fly. Oh, I wouldn't hide under the bed, though, if I was you. I figure this shotgun will blow right through that skinny little mattress. Might take some of the poop out of the buckshot, but I reckon there'd be enough left to mess you up some.
Well, looks like I missed you this time, Senator. Sure didn't do Lester's rug no good, though, did I? You okay, Senator? Lucky thing you wasn't lying on that bed. Say, just a little more to the left and I'd have had me a senator that time, wouldn't I?
Well, go ahead. Go ahead and shoot.
Shh, it's me, Grace. I don't make no more noise than you can help. Roy's dropped off to sleep.
What do you want?
I stood all of this I could stand, Senator. It wasn't so bad when you was just lying there starving. Well, I don't much care for it. I could stand it. But this here pot shooting at you, this is just too much. Downright turns in my stomach.
Do you think you can help me?
Well, I want my boy back every bit as much as Roy does. Maybe he might more, but I don't care what he says. This ain't no way to get him back. Here, you take this.
What?
Take
it. The gun.
Take it. But if Roy wakes up, you'll most likely have to take the shotgun to him. I don't think I could turn it on him myself, but you may have to.
Can we? Can we leave now, please?
Yeah. Go mighty quiet now. Roy sleeps light.
My. Oh. You two been getting along like a house afire, ain't you? Woke me up with your gabbing. Oh, you can just hand over that gun now, Senator.
Look, don't you come any closer. I am warning you. Stop right there where you are.
You're going to have to shoot him, Senator.
I don't think I can.
You better can. If he gets close enough to jerk that shotgun out of your hands, he won't have no trouble killing you. No, me neither.
You?
Me, for sure. He knows I gave you that gun. He might want to save you till he gets Lester back, but he'll kill me for sure.
Oh, he ain't got the guts, Grace. He couldn't shoot.
You... Oh, my God. He's all... Oh, God.
He wasn't as bad as you might think, Senator. Of course, he was wrong. Plumb crazy wrong. But he was downright convinced you could get Lester back for him.
Senator!
Theater 5 has presented Casualty of a Small War, starring Mr. William Griffiths, written by Fieldon Farrington, directed by Ted Bell. Featured in the cast, Elizabeth Morgan and Walter Grise. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.